You're listening to the Girls Get Off podcast, an R18 podcast on all things female pleasure. Think girl talk, but real girl talk, where we chat all things masty, self-loving, sex, orgasms, and more. Nothing is off limits, which means you get all the secrets, even our guests' BFFs don't know. We're on a mission to make talking about getting off as fun as actually doing it. Ready to join the Mastination? Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Girls Get Off podcast. We're so excited to be back on the mic with you today. And we have got an interesting topic for you this morning. This came as a result of actually last week's podcast when Hannah, talking about her group date, was talking about the effort that her date put in for the date, including arriving on time, bringing bread, getting new shoes, driving for 4 hours. And we posted the reel on Instagram, and it was all about Joe's reaction being like, isn't this a red flag? My reaction also looked shocked, but I was like, that's amazing, like that's great. And then Joe's gone off on a tangent saying that's a red flag. Hannah said that's only a red flag if you're an avoidant. And so we thought we'd discuss today should we dive in? You give us some background, Joe. Why you think that that's such a red flag when someone's putting in effort for you?
Well, I put some thought into this because nobody in the comments agreed with me. Like, nobody. So no. I feel like I had to take a bit of a look at myself, you know, and be like, all right, maybe I'm a bit extreme. But then, you know what it is? I feel like anybody that has been with a narcissist would have the same opinion because they try, like they over try at the start of a relationship. And so I'm putting it down to that.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. It wasn't like, yeah. Pretty obvious when you think about it, hey. So yeah, for me, I'm like, okay, overly trying, red flag. Yeah. But then where does that leave me, right? Because obviously you want like a decent person that will put decent effort into your relationship and stuff. But what the fuck am I looking for in a relationship? Like, how am I going to tell next time if this person is, oh gosh, this is why I don't date. This is why I don't date. Like, who needs these fucking guessing games? Not me.
Well, I feel like, you know, I guess it's like anything else, like whether you've been hurt in the past or whether you've had experiences that have like then shaped your outlook on a certain situation, it's almost unfair to let that previous experience shape what is potential like possibilities with someone else.
Yeah. And, you know, like miss out on happiness that's there as well, which I saw on a reel yesterday. You know, like you can turn really hard from these experiences, which is quite obvious in my case, like red flag. And then, you know, you by doing that, you are missing out on potential happiness. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. And I feel like it's letting them, it's like, it's still letting them in a way have an effect over your future, right? Like it's a protective thing and it's easier to put up barriers and stuff, but it doesn't actually serve you.
Yeah, this is true. Maybe I need to go back to therapy.
But it's harder. I feel that. Like I feel, you know, when you've been like hurt in the past by people before, it's a lot easier just to not let anyone in. It's actually a lot harder to like be above the line and go, all right, I'll like give it a go, you know?
Yeah. And well, I guess it's not fair for somebody either. That imagine if a good person came into my life and I was doubting their intentions. Like that isn't nice for a good person, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Therapy it is.
I would hazard a guess that even if you landed with another narcissist, that there would be other actions that would go against making you feel safe or heard or signs of a good relationship that you could then base that judgment on later down the track.
This is so true because it's uncanny when you like watch and you see reels and stuff pop up on what a narcissist is like and you can freaking tick off every single box they're saying, like, it is. It's an accumulative thing. I can't say that word, but, you know, like, yeah.
Wild.
Okay. Anyway. Whew.
And I said, and I listened to a podcast the other day, and I mentioned it to Joe. I said, there's a podcast with a lady who's an expert on narcissist, and she talks about they're running like their fastest miles in the first few miles of the marathon. Like they are turning it on at the beginning, and
like
then
bringing plants,
yeah,
booking
yeah.
a hotel room, buying shoes,
yeah. But then it becomes a different story, and there's a lot of gaslighting. And she gives really good examples, and she goes on to show to demonstrate that, because sometimes people like relationships with narcissists, it's not a choice whether they leave or not. It might be a family member or a parent or a sibling, and they actually don't want to cut that relationship off because they, I don't know, want to hang out with the rest of their family. So she actually gave some really interesting strategies around like how you can deal with that or the boundaries that you need to put in place. But I feel like, yeah, it was a very interesting podcast for someone who hasn't dated a narcissist before, and I feel like it might be quite insightful for anyone who has.
Yeah, so good. But anyway, like in the meantime, until I do get therapy, it allows us to, you know, bring this segment into the GGO podcast, which I love, the dating translator, and you get two very differing opinions on why, like, what does it mean when things are happening in your relationship? What does it mean when they say something? What does it mean when this? Because, yeah, you're getting firsthand narcissist experience from my side, and a lot more kinder advice from Vibs.
So what we did is we put up on our stories to say, help us build a podcast episode called The Dating Translator. So send us in the situations you're in right now or the rogue things that have happened, and we can try and we can help you unpack this. And so these aren't all situations of red flag, green flag. Some of them, for example, this first one, are just like a dissent opinion, which is funny. So I'm going to kick off with this one to start us off. So, entangled with my best mate's brother, and it's going very fast. We click too well and it's stressing me out. Oh, I love it. Who cares? Great.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, why is it stressing you out? Because it's your best friend's brother or because it's moving too fast? I need, like, you know, we need to clear that up first.
Yeah. I wonder if she's told her best friend. Maybe that's the thing that's stressing her out.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Maybe you just need to bite the bullet and do that and everything will be fine, and then you can enjoy moving fast.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. Some people like to move fast though, right? And some people don't. What are you?
Yeah, I like moving fast in all areas of my life, but has that served me well before? Probably not. So whether that's the best strategy or not, we'll see. But I'm also a believer of you can't, like, there's no right or wrong. And also, if there was a solid yes or no, or that's a surefire way for a relationship to happen, or that's a surefire way for it not to happen, then life would be easy and there'd be
so true.
It would just be black and white, and relationships are not black and white.
No, and every relationship you'll get into is different, and some some might be long distance and not move fast, and that is totally fine, and some might be all go from the start just because the timing for that is right.
Totally.
Oh, look at me. Okay. He keeps calling you mate. So, okay, I'll leave that in with, what does it mean when he keeps calling you mate? So, I'm not sure. Oh, I feel bad that the person that asked this doesn't already know.
If I was calling someone mate, I'd be trying to make it known that they were in the friend zone. But
yeah,
I would say it's, I don't know whether they would be doing it on purpose or not, but I would say the intention there is friends.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. You go with one.
Okay. This one, you've been seeing each other for a year, booking travel, meeting parents, but no label? ? This is very hard without the context, but just going off that question box alone, I would say you may be in a situationship.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. And if you know, like, communication is key. Just ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just ask. And then, yeah. You know, we don't need to wonder these things. Okay.
I've done all of those things before It's just, it is a situationship. Well, my experience has been that that is a situationship, and you're better off just not wasting your time if it's not going to go any further.
Yeah, unless that's what you want. Unless, yeah. You know, but if you're after more, it's only going to waste more of your time, basically, mm-hmm. if you, yeah. Okay. All right. What does it mean when I'm on the fence about ending current relationship but already talking to someone new? I think that means like you may have jumped the fence.
I think right? That means you might be emotionally cheating on this person you're in a relationship with.
I know. I'm... Yeah, I think it...
Holding her phone like, Yeah, I would flip that and say, how would you like to feel if the roles were reversed and you're in a relationship with someone and they'd started talking to someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not going to hurt them any less by drawing that out anymore. All that's going to do is make it worse, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, we're good at advice. Are we giving
Anyone's
advice?
Good at advice. Anyone's good at advice. It's being in it that's hard. The person we've just told to get out of the situationship might be in denial for another few months, you know. It's always easier on the other side of the fence.
This is so true. This is so
okay.
True.
We kind of sort of don't want to go on the date, but we do as well. He's sending flirty memes, confessed to thinking about sex with you, but doesn't mention dating. They definitely go together, but I think that in terms of those two question boxes I just read out, I don't think he would mention dating if you haven't talked about dating.
Yeah,
you can still go on dates with people and just have sex with them.
Yeah, but especially if this is at the start of a relationship. I don't know. I don't date, so I'm not sure of the etiquette here. But I feel like it would start with flirty messages and sex and stuff. And then that's how you see if you're compatible, you know, like that's how you see if you then want to start dating, or I don't know.
Well, she's talking about like going on a date first, which I feel like going on a date is fine, okay. Even if you're just like having sex with someone. But we kind of don't want to go on a date on the date, but we do as well. So I'm not sure whether you're talking about this person and the guy sending her nudes. So maybe she's saying that maybe they've discussed dating and they're not sure whether they want to go on a date together.
If he's not organizing it, that's a red flag, and he's just avoiding the actual date. Yeah, 100%. 100%. This is like not the person for you if you're wanting to date, because if he wanted
and
to
if
date,
you do want to date, just ask date. Him. Yeah. But true. I also think she can just ask him too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But and then it cuts sounds out. Like they've already talked about it, but he might be making excuses on why then.
Yeah, and I wouldn't wait for him to start mentioning dating.
No.
I would just say it that's what you want and
yeah,
then figure
yeah,
it out.
This is like, how good is it, right? And this is what I would be, future me, dating one day, is like, hi, first date, cool. This is what I want out of life, you know, like. I don't want to waste time. I'm not talking about like, I want to date you, I want to marry. But like, you at least got to be on the same page as someone, right? Like there's no point in this person just wanting a casual situationship, but you actually wanting to date to find a person to be with, you know? And I feel like you may as well find that out right at the start.
Yeah.
Although then people lie and bullshit and everything else.
My experience with that has been it's a lot easier to say just to say it from the start and say, even if you do like if you just want to go on fun dates with someone and also have sex with them, but you don't necessarily want to have a relationship with them for whatever reason, then you can still say that. Yeah. But it sounds like
they're not the one, you know?
Yeah. 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 Sounds like she's not asking for what she wants.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can totally relate to this girl. What does it mean when you stop talking because you're too scared?
Oh, my God. What do you mean? That's it. That's all she's given us.
That's all she's given us. But I get it. Like,
that's like a fight or flight response. That's like a...
Yeah, that's like, okay.
In danger.
Oh, no. I would be like, oh, fuck. I didn't look at it that way. I mean,
Jesus.
Like... yeah. No, stop. Okay. If you stop talking to them because you're scared of being in danger,
Oh, okay. That's, she's scared.
That means like, red flag. Okay. But yeah, she's, yeah, yeah. Well, obviously that means a red flag and get out of there and block and everything else. But I think she's, you know, just like I used to do it when I was on the apps. That's all I would do. I'd like have a conversation and then just stop talking because it's like, you know, you don't actually, you're scared of relationships. You don't actually want it to go further.
Yeah.
So I think that's more where she's coming from. And I think that means you probably need therapy as much as I do.
But I also think that that's a very good reminder of, you know, we're doing a lot of probably unnecessary unpacking right now, but it's actually a reminder of not unpacking too much when someone like doesn't reply to you as to why that might be. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Why haven't they replied? Are they not interested in them? Are they not good enough? Blah, blah, blah. They literally could just be really scared. Like, they're a whole other human with all their emotions happening on the other side of it. So you can't. It's just whether or not you like what's happening or not. Rather than
never know somebody else's issues that like they're dealing with on the other side. Like it isn't all about you. Don't take offense to.
Yeah. And then it's just either, well, do you like the communication levels you're getting right now or not? They're like, that's all you have to decide.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally love that.
Okay. I keep going back to the same guy, even though he disappoints me over and over again.
Put your hand up if
you hasn't done that. Oh.
Yeah, I would love to talk to somebody that has been strong enough to never do that because I do not know one person that has not been there. But from experience, you know, just know that it's on you. You know that it's bad, so you're wasting time. You're wasting energy that could be going into finding the right person and everything else. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. So if you're, you know.
You know what I think she needs to do? She needs to increase her pipeline. She needs to get a rotation going because she sounds like she's got all her eggs in one basket. She needs to get a rotation going and be distracted because then something else will be more exciting. Oh, am I wrong?
No, but I love when you talk sometimes and it reminds me of just like a business strategy, you know, like you're right.
I'm laughing because there's three of us and we use the term pipeline and one of my friends was giving me the exact advice the other day because I said, oh, I think I had like a couple of dates to go on or something and I just was like, oh, can't be bothered or I'd said something like, you know, oh, you know, someone's ghosted me again. And he said, pipeline, Vivian. And I'm like, I know. Like, I just don't even prioritize one date per week, let alone four. But okay, you know, if you want to get, you want to really have your options open, you got to increase your pipeline, increase your leads. keeps you relaxed. How many in my pipeline at the moment?
Oh my gosh, it would keep me stressed. I would be the opposite of relaxed.
0 to 2 is in my pipeline. It was 2, maybe now 1. So we've got to bump it up, you know?
It sounds stressful.
I honestly think for some people, myself included, it relaxes me. Like if I have too many, if I am starting to focus too much on one person, I have a tendency to be, you know how I said I liked moving fast earlier, like I have a tendency to be intense or whatever. And whether that's outwardly intense or just intense in my own mind, it's actually better if I am talking to multiple people. It's just that when someone says, when do you want to go on a date this week? I look at my calendar and I go, I'm not free this week. Actually, let's do next Friday, you know? It's like the prioritizing in terms of like, I'm going to the gym that day or I'm going to the gym and then I'm going out for dinner. Oh, no, I'm going to go that day, you know? It's like not as high.
Yeah, no, but see, maybe this is putting more pressure on you, Viv.
100%. I know for sure if I have multiple people in the loop, then I will be a relaxed person about any one of those people. It checks out. When I read that book, Attached, if you have a tendency to go towards an anxious attachment style, it's better if you keep dating multiple people so that you don't get like obsessed with one person.
So are you dating them to find a partner or are you just like needing people on the roster?
Not these two in the pipeline. These are just fun ones in the pipeline, but that still counts towards the pipeline.
Cool. Okay. The posties just pulled up. So
great.
Okay, what does it mean when they might move overseas?
Well, that just means they might move overseas. This is like they're not texting back, though. Sean Galanis would say it just means they might move overseas.
That's exactly what he would say.
Yeah. It doesn't mean whether they like you or not. That just means that they might move overseas.
Like, I get that, but you do need to I think you deserve more than for somebody that can just say that without saying, hey, I've really got this urge to go and travel and I really want to go overseas. Like, I obviously, like, I don't want to be away from you. Do you want, is it something that you want to do with me? Like, for them to just be like, I might move overseas, I'm like, girl, you deserve better.
Well, like, yeah, I think it's about the reality of what it wants. I don't know whether it's about the reality of whether that's going to work or not. That's obviously not going to work. But I don't think you can unpack too much around the person.
Well, there, that's what it means. And their action. It's not going to work. Like, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, but no, I just think, yeah, you deserve more than, like, a maybe.
I have a higher sex drive than the guy because I've been using toys and growing my own sexual awareness for a few years now, and I feel like I'm the one who wants sex all the time. Poor boy. Well, that wasn't really a question, was it? But
no, and I don't think it's uncommon. No. We hear a lot of the time that men's libido is an issue as well.
Yeah, all the time. And they can also say, take afternoon delight as just a little plug there. Ingredients for both men and women.
Yep. And we may have a little surprise on the horizon. Okay. 2.5 year situationship, been complicated all the way through, but now it's nothing more than sex. But it's mind-blowing sex, but I want to start dating new people because who wants to be stuck feeling like that? It feels like shit, but the sex is just way too good. Yeah, no.
I think the key there is it feels like shit. And I feel like the key there is it feels like shit. And so from the outside looking in, I'd say you don't want to feel like shit at any time.
But no sex is ever that good, you know? Like,
you can get good sex so many places. You can have good sex with so many people.
You can have good sex with yourself.
You can have good sex with yourself. You just work together with people. It's not a magic thing. You work on it together and it happens.
It's an excuse at this stage and you need to tap out.
She needs her pipeline getting up as well. I mean, if you're in a situationship, it doesn't, like, yeah.
And hey, okay, here we go. She wants to start dating new people. Just start dating. He's not making a commitment or anything like that. Like, it's just start dating other people. A situationship is that. You can start dating on the side. You have permission.
Yeah.
Cool. Find yourself someone good.
He only visits late on a Friday, then leaves first thing Saturday, no contact other than a day or two before.
I can kind of relate to this. Yeah, no. If you're thinking this is the right guy for you to have a relationship with, no. Like, it depends what you're wanting out of it. If you're wanting a Friday night thing for him to leave Saturday morning, then great, that's what you want. If you are wanting more, he is not willing to give you more and he is not invested in, like, this is a situationship.
Well, I think you just need to ask him as well. And you just need to say that I'm going to say she's maybe not happy with this or that she wants more and this is why she's asking. But I would say that decide what you want and ask and then see if he's like, oh, yeah, actually, I would like to stay for the whole weekend or whatever. You just don't know what's going on in his mind.
Yeah, true. That is so true. Maybe he feels like he has to leave.
Yeah. 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 You never know.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask him. Great.
Ask him.
And if he doesn't have a good answer, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh, this is a medical question. No, we're not going there. All right. Go see a doctor if you wrote in anything medical related. Thank you. I'm not going to touch on that.
Did someone write in something medical related?
Yes. What does it mean, Wen?
I love our community. We can't podcast anecdotally diagnose your rash. That's not even the right word. Oh, God.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Yeah. No. All right. What does it mean when you become good friends with somebody who was originally a fling? Yep. I think it's nice. It means that's where you're meant to be. You know, it means they weren't right for a relationship and they're a good friend.
Yeah.
Good Can we friend. Just not overthink that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Here's one for you to overthink. Forehead kisses while keeping it casual.
Fuck. That's a mind fuck. Right?
Yeah, but I
forehead
still
kisses
think.
Kisses are intimate.
Yeah, but you can still have intimacy and keep it casual. This is a blurred line. He might just like kissing you on the forehead. That's it. And then you're creating meaning that he wants to date you out of this. But you probably need to ask him.
How funny was my reaction just then? How far have I come? Because I was once in a casual thing that I would somebody I love them and hold their hand in public and everything. And, yeah, go me. I have come a long way. But I don't know, it could just mean they're a really nice person, to be honest, like because that in some way is showing like respect as well for like this casual thing they're having.
Aftercare.
And then like, you know? Oh, okay, yeah, but I get that you would fall for somebody like that. Abort, abort. You're going to get feelings hurt if he's casual. Oh my gosh. Okay, what does it mean when your ex, who you haven't seen in years, messages you out of the blue and asks to buy a photo of you? We haven't read these prior to this podcast.
What do you mean asks to buy a photo of you? What kind of photo?
The fuck?
What do you mean asks to buy a photo? Does she have another question box or not?
No, she doesn't. This is the ex has literally, she hasn't seen in years, has messaged her out of the blue and asked to buy a photo. It, like, what this means is it is a really good thing that he is your ex. Like, that is like creep level through the roof. What the fuck?
I'd love to know what the photo is. He might just really want the photo. Maybe it's an art.
To buy. If it was like a photo of them together and he wanted some memes, okay-ish.
Is it like art on the wall or something? Like, what is it?
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. It might be a really good photo. It beats me.
Of her, though, not of him.
Or he might just want to talk to her. He's using it as an excuse to talk to her. And he's just making it up.
Yeah, but okay, so why buy a photo though? Keyword here is buy. Like that's where it turns creepy. Is like, hey, do you just have a photo? Like, I really miss you. Ooh, that's creepy too.
Yeah, no, so I think that also he could just be trying to find an excuse to get back into her DMs.
Okay. If that is the case, you say hi, long time no see. You come up with a better excuse than that. Sorry.
But you can't, We're not mind readers. You don't know what's going on. He might have been like, oh, I really want to talk to her. Oh, shit. Oh, I'll ask if I can
buy
that photo. Yeah. I don't know the context around the photo. But he might just be like, oh, I'm going to come up with some random excuse
Let's say it was a photo of her in public, fully dressed, just holding an ice cream, and he really liked that photo. Still creepy. You know? Like, obsessed. He's obsessed. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody needs a photo of their ex so badly that they want to buy one. Imagine if it's a feet pic. Like, he just has never seen another foot like hers and, like, just craves jacking off over this. Her feet.
It could be a silhouette and it's you can't even tell that it's her and it's like the back of her head or something, and he's just referring to that photo. They're both just referring to the photo as the photo of her, but he really likes the picture.
Okay, and then girlfriend or future girlfriend, because he's obviously single because no one would date him. But imagine the future girlfriend has to live in this house with this photo that yeah, might not look like the ex-girlfriend or something because it's a silhouette, but he knows he's got a photo of his ex-girlfriend hanging up on the wall.
I don't really know whether he wants the photo or not. I honestly feel like this could be just an excuse to get into her DMs, and that's why she's messaged to say, what does it mean when he says he wants to buy the photo? Because he either wants to buy the photo or not, and therefore she can facilitate the deal or not, or she's just trying to be like, why is he asking to buy the photo? Is he trying to talk to me or what?
You know, he's thinking with his dick. 100%.
Yeah, I guess he's next for a reason. Who knows? I'd love some more context. I'd love to see the story. I mean, sorry, the photo.
I'm not sure I would. All right, you go.
33, single mum, doesn't get out a lot, hates Tinder, wants her future husband, and the D, of course. He calls / messages you every Saturday night, but insists he's too scared to talk to you in real life. Also insists he doesn't talk to other girls ever and really likes being with you. Laughing face emoji. So you haven't met him? Oh, no. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Sorry. I've read yeah. Three different okay. ones together. Okay, pause. All right. Okay. The first one okay. was okay. simply 33, single mum, doesn't get out a lot, hates Tinder, wants a future husband, and the D, of course. That's it.
What does it mean when? Well, it means exactly what you said. I'm not sure yeah. we're meant to translate that. She wrote it.
She wants a husband in the D, but she doesn't like going on Tinder and she doesn't get out a lot.
Oh, yeah. Join the club.
Welcome to 80% of people's lives, whether they're a single mum or not. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. If I had any advice here, I would probably be married.
It'd be lovely if someone just strolled up to the front door and you could just go on a date. But my theory as well is that even if you are just waiting for it to happen, is that really like giving yourself the best opportunity of like finding a great match if you're just chilling and waiting versus actually actively going on dates like anything else in life?
Yeah, we actually had this professional matchmaker on the podcast one time, and she actively would go to, like, she knew the type of guy she wanted and then would actively go to where he, so it might not be the place she usually wants to go to, but she would go to the place where the type of guy she wanted would be there.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, the chances of your dream guy being the
And maybe try Hinge. Maybe try Hinge or Bumble. There's more than Tinder.
So true. Okay. What does it mean when he doesn't really believe in monogamy, but he's maybe open to it? Previously married.
I think that means he's maybe open to monogamy, but what he doesn't believe in monogamy, but he's maybe open to it.
Yeah. I get red flags when they say, maybe I'm open to it, because that just gives them their out when they want their out. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, okay, cool. If, like, I don't want a maybe there, like, are you open to it or not? And then see whether you can go, like, see whether that's what you want, you know? I wouldn't be wanting a maybe.
Yeah, and it comes back to what you want and what you're comfortable with, I guess. I mean, the people I've met that have been either in open relationships or they've been like E&M, ethically non-monogamous, have all been really, they've had the best communication because they've had to be the kind of person who is in a relationship with someone else and also sleeping with other people or like open to things. So I've actually found that people in that setting are the best communicators. So I feel like from my experience, I would say that guy still probably has a lot of things to work out if he's not sure if he believes in monogamy.
Yeah. Or it's just a lot like the maybe.
Yeah.
It's just a line to get you in bed. Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to really just trust someone if you're going to go down that path, even if you're just sleeping with them.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But we love good communication. So
we love good comms.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're back to the two other question boxes that I mistakenly read out before. He calls / messages you every Saturday night, but insists he's scared to talk to you in real life. Also insists he doesn't talk to other girls ever and really likes being with you. Laughing face emoji. Okay.
I think the laughing face emoji says that she knows.
Yeah. Yeah. This is even coming from me. That's a red flag. You've got to meet people in person. That's some strange behavior. She knows. She knows.
She knows. She knows. Like, and I think the best way, if you are into somebody and needed that space, because I get that mind space sometimes. My mind, like with everything going on, it just can't handle more sometimes. And this is just me, right? I would not say I thought I replied, because it's an outright fucking lie. I would say, oh my gosh, sorry, I've really been wanting to write to you, like you've been on my mind, but I had so much going on and I didn't have the space for it.
Yes.
How are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And then they take it further too.
Yeah.
Okay. They treat you like a girlfriend but still want to date other people even though they spend all their time with you. Well,
what do you want? Because if that's not what you want, bail. Because you can't make him change his mind.
Yeah, treating you like a girlfriend. He doesn't know that. That might be true, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, people have different outlooks on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is giving me a freaking headache. I think we need to wrap it up unless you got any more good ones. I'm literally like stressing out for these people.
Oh, a couple more. We'll do. Okay, have you got any more?
No, I've got no more.
Okay. Tells me he loves me and misses me, yet doesn't see us getting back together.
Oh, fucking hell.
He doesn't see you getting back together. And also, you want someone who wants to be with you.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. People want to soften the blow of telling you they don't want to be with you. So I think in a way, I don't know if he's meaning to be an asshole or whatever, but, you know, like I feel like I do love you, I do miss you, but we're not going to be together. It's hard when it comes across in message and stuff like that as well, because – you know, like that can actually be a thing.
It's probably all true. Like, you can still love and miss someone and then
exactly.
not want to get back together with them.
That's what I'm trying to say. But you can't hang on to the parts you want to hear. You got to hang on to the main message there, which is they don't want to be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Long distance man, 2-hour drive, pursuing me for 6 months on social media and now 3 months of seeing each other. Me driving up, him driving down for visits, tells me doesn't want anything serious. Is it worth seeing through or a waste of time, effort, money, and emotions? I would say he doesn't want anything serious if he's saying he doesn't want anything serious.
It just means he can't get any ass closer. Like, that's all it means. It is, do not waste your time. Do not waste your money. Do not waste your emotions.
If you don't want anything serious, perfect. If you do, not perfect.
100%. 100%. And if you're doing it tight for money, not perfect, you know?
Oh, and that is admin.
Admin.
Admin. Anyway, I love that. We'll leave it there. If you've got any other submissions, please send them through. That is so funny. How entertaining.
I know, we might need to pull this out monthly or something, this one, because...
Yeah, we're probably the least qualified people for this segment, but look, maybe we could get some more qualified people on every now and then. That would be a bit of fun, and see what they have to say as well. But hopefully that was helpful, or hopefully that gave you a bit of a laugh. I feel like there'd be lots of people listening to the episode relating to lots of what we've talked about, because it's all, everyone experiences these things. It's all the same, isn't it?
I know, absolutely. Absolutely. And sorry if we're harsh, but you needed to hear the truth.
I love it. Thank you for listening. We will see you back next week.
Amazing.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Girls Get Off podcast. If you want to hear more from us, you can check us out on Instagram at Girls Get Off, our Facebook group, Girls Get Off Uncensored, or for any of our products, girlsgetoff.com, and our personal Instagrams are linked in the show notes.